This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The shooting late Saturday at a Colorado Springs nightclub is getting national attention from the media and the federal government. CPR's Ben Marcus says the presence of Colorado's U.S. attorney and FBI agents at Monday's press briefing could have steep implications for the shooter if he's convicted of crimes related to the attack.
Colorado no longer has a death penalty, but the federal government does. And the U.S. Justice Department has shown a willingness to pursue federal charges for hate crimes. Earlier this year, a federal grand jury indicted a New York man for bias crimes and a racist attack on a grocery store there. Prosecutors have not said whether they'll pursue the death penalty in that case, but they're gathering community input on whether they should. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Vigils for the shooting victims are being organized across Colorado. Sally Odenheimer joined a gathering of hundreds of people at Real Works and Tracks in Denver. They called for police to enforce the state's red flag gun laws.
We haven't come that far. We're still terrorized. I feared my whole life as a child that someone would find out that my mother was gay. We're not going back to the 1950s.
There is information about events in Denver, Colorado Springs, Boulder, and Estes Park at CPR.org. Colorado employers searching for workers are getting some help from Walmart. The State Workforce Development Council has received a grant from the company. The $500,000 will help employers in recruiting and training for in-demand jobs. Greeley-based JBS is one of 11 meat processors facing a federal lawsuit. BizWest reports the class action suit filed last week alleges the companies have colluded to fix and depress wages since 2014. If true, that would be a violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act. The other companies in the suit include Purdue, Cargill, Tyson, and Smithfield. Former Denver Broncos receiver Ed McCaffrey is out as head football coach at the University of Northern Colorado. The Golden Bears have struggled with a 6-16 record over two seasons with McCaffrey as head coach. This is CPR News.